This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a couple of economic truisms that need to be said out loud as we get going today. Almost any way you slice it, the American economy is growing. We are adding jobs, not as many as we would like, but we are adding them. GDP, gross domestic product, is growing. Again, not as fast as we all would like, but it's growing. So, riddle me this. Why do so many people in this country feel so economically vulnerable? I'm glad you asked, because we have been wondering the same thing. So we went out and we asked people how their economy feels, how in the next year or so leading up to the election, they are going to be thinking about the economy in this country. It's the first ever Marketplace National Economic Poll done with our partners at Edison Research. Today is the beginning of our 2016 election coverage, the important economic stuff, not the silly horse race stuff I was talking about. We're kicking off a week of coverage about the findings on this Monday. Dave Shaw is our Washington bureau chief. He has been running the poll for us. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Kai.
We found that there's a lot of unease out there, right?
There's a lot of anxiety. People feel anxious. They feel stuck. They feel insecure. We asked a great question in here. Does your financial situation cause you to lose sleep? More than one in four of the people who responded said, yes, I am currently losing sleep over my financial situation.
And that's in an economy that's adding 125,000 jobs a month. The economy is growing, not as fast as we want, but people are lying awake at night because of money.
Yeah. And so, you know, behind all of these numbers, right, there are real people who are living this. And so Robert Wilson, we talked with him last week in Washington. He's 54. He works for a law firm, and he is feeling that.
What makes me most anxious is the thought of not being able to pay my bills. You know, that really, you know, keeps you up at night.
Not being able to pay your bills. Yeah. One of the reasons that you'd be stressed out about that is because your wages haven't gone up. He said he used to work for a company, his old job, that didn't believe in giving raises.
Wow.
We hadn't had a raise in 3 years. Then they finally gave us one, and it was 40 and a half cents.
I love that. 40 and a half cents.
Well, every penny counts.
That's right. There's also, and there's lots of numbers, as you said, there's also some divisions, some bifurcations in the American electorate out there along the economy. Run me down some of those.
Okay, so this is, to me, the most interesting thing that we found is, you know, we're used to talking about the divisions between Republicans, Democrats, that we're used to talking about the 99% and the 1%. But there are other divisions that are sort of hiding in plain sight in our economy. And one of them is the difference between hourly workers versus workers who are paid a salary. But this is one of the spots that there is a real divide in the survey in terms of the stress and the anxiety that hourly workers are feeling every month is so much greater than the stress and the anxiety that is being felt by people who know what their paycheck is going to be every week or every other week.
There's also an American dream question in here, right? It's you know, do you believe in the way the American economy is going, basically?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of insecurity, but there's still a belief in the system. Among those that we surveyed, nearly 80% said hard work is more important than luck when it comes to achieving the financial situation that you want to have. That's a clear majority who say, you know what, I'll play by the rules of the system because I can get ahead.
Even for all the complaining we do about the American dream being dead, right?
Exactly. One interesting thing about that American dream question is the subgroup most likely to say it's alive and well is the youngest cohort. And these are the folks who've really taken it on the chin in the economy in the last 5 or 10 years.
Let me get you back up to the top and that idea that we started with of anxiety. We took some parts of this poll and we created a way to quantify how anxious people are. Tell us about the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Anxiety Index.
Okay. What this is it's a number. It goes from 0 to 100. And of the, you know, dozens of questions that we asked in the survey, we picked about 12. And depending on how you answered those 12 and depending on how stressed out you were in those answers, we assigned a numerical value to your economic stress and your economic anxiety. What was really interesting is you can use it to compare subgroups. When you look at the economic anxiety that different groups are feeling, you start to see some interesting divisions. And this is what we were talking about with hourly workers versus salaried workers, renters versus mortgage holders. It varies by race. People who identified in the survey as Hispanic score higher on this anxiety index than do people who are African American or white. And it is highest among age groups in the 25 to 34 demographic. So when you start to compare subgroups, you really get a sense for who's more stressed out and who is bearing the brunt of the economic downturn as it exists still today.
And we should say we're gonna refine this through the year. We're doing this poll three more times before Election Day. And so that index will become ever more useful and refined. We've got all the data from it, and we've got the poll itself on our website, yes, marketplace.org.
And some schnazzy graphics.
As always, Dave Shaw is our Washington bureau chief, who's been running the poll for us. Dave, thanks very much.
Of course, Guy.
Once again, it is marketplace.org. There is also a spot, by the way, where you can tell us your story about how the economy feels to you, because that's what really matters. It's not jobs. It's not GDP. It's you and how you're feeling.